Cortland's had to cover Chad Johnson, Andre Johnson, big physical guys. Derek, different kind of matchup for him? A little more
yeah, he is. He's Derek's very explosive. But he has great quickness and change of direction, and he's a good target. He's a trustworthy target for the young quarterback, so you know, he looks to get him the football. So, you know, and we don't match up, but you know, both Nick and Corbin will be involved in that huge task along with Vinny Fuller. So, because they move him around, and you know, he's our go-to guy on third down as well.
Coach, a lot of talk about the defenses in this game. Two of the best, obviously, in the league. Is that a matchup you look forward to, too, to see?
Well, their defense is playing very well. It's a challenge for our offense. I would think that they probably say the same thing about our defense, but we're just 4 weeks into it. There's a lot of good defenses. We faced a very good defense last week. They're not rated statistically, but what they do and how they do it makes other teams as well as the Ravens good defenses. But they're starting to show signs of those defenses from the late 90s and 2000, 2001 when they made their run.
On Monday, David Thornton said that it's upon him and some of the other veterans to get in guys' ears to remind them it's still the first quarter. Is that a byproduct of the locker room you guys have put together?
Well, it is. I mean, I think everybody understands that you're only as good as your next game, and that's we set a goal to have success in the first quarter of the season. We did. Now we have to move on to the second quarter, so we really can start over. This is a very, very important game for us. You know, we have the luxury not looking ahead per se, but we have the luxury of having an opportunity to heal up next week and fine-tune and improve. And so this is a very important game against a very good team.
Does it make it more important because it is heading into a bye week and the positive vibes can last longer and the negative can as well?
No, not necessarily. I mean, it's important because it's the next one, and that's kind of the way we look at it.
If there's no Willis, what did McClain show you guys? He's a bowling ball type.
Well, he is. He's he's going to get what they block for him and just a little bit more. And he runs with authority and strength and power. And they do a great job of avoiding negative plays on early downs. So as a result, they have a lot of third and shorts, which are very high percentage conversion downs. And he's a big part of that. You just don't knock him down for a loss, and he's going to get positive yards.
How have teams handled Flacco through the first three games as far as trying to bring extra guys, and what's your feeling about trying?
Well, he understands pressure and understands where it's coming from and gets rid of it. And they do a good job in pressure situations giving him an outlet. So it's not a matter of how teams have approached him. It's what they do with him and how they protect him that makes him efficient and effective, at least to this point.